White, J.E. White, Emma. St. Helena, California, October 16, 1906. My dear children, Edson and Emma. I suppose that Emma is once more at home in Nashville. I have not heard from her recently, and I shall be very glad to hear how she is getting along. We are having very fine weather. No rain has fallen yet. This is fortunate for us, as we were compelled to dry our prunes ourselves. The weather has been excellent for this, and the prunes will soon be ready for shipment. We shall send you some if you would like them. We have a large quantity. Since the Oakland camp meeting, when the Lord so unexpectedly blessed me and strengthened me to speak before the large congregation, I have had better health than I have had for years. At that meeting, I felt no weariness after speaking for over an hour. Since that camp meeting, I have been more free from infirmities than at any time before in my recollection. For the past week, I have not been so well, but have been able to do some writing. If I have light from the Lord, I shall go to Battle Creek and again bear my testimony before the people there. 1 week ago last Sabbath, I spoke to our people in Oakland. At 3 o'clock in the morning, the big tent was blown down by a strong wind. The big center pole was broken, and as the tent was old and rotten, it was much torn. A smaller tent was obtained and put up. On Sabbaths, we have the use of the Congregational Church in Oakland. This is an excellently constructed building in which to speak. I have spoken in the tent many times, but I prefer to speak in this church. Last Sabbath I spoke with great freedom, and the Lord's blessing rested on the people. In the forenoon the brethren filled appointments in different places and announced that in the afternoon I would speak in the church. I spoke for about 50 minutes and then called upon all who desired to take part in the meeting. I realized that the angels of God were in the building. We had an excellent meeting. Testimonies were born and confessions made. The power and Spirit of God were present. This meeting lasted for more than an hour. I remained through it all. I was indeed thankful that the Lord gave me so large a degree of His Holy Spirit. I praise Him with heart and soul and voice. I am to speak in Oakland again, next Sabbath, October 20th. W.C. White has been absent from home for about a month. This makes it necessary for me to be with my workers, for we are trying, while the Lord graciously spares my life, to prepare matter that will bear a living testimony of the working of God with me since the first manifestations of His Holy Spirit in my experience. I have a work to do that no other can do, and while the Lord spares my life, I will bear the testimonies that He gives me to bear. The spending of Sabbath and Sunday in Oakland breaks up my work. These frequent changes are not pleasant, but while the Lord gives me strength, I shall try to help in the work that is being done in Oakland. I am of good courage in the Lord, and I greatly desire that the precious message of truth shall go forth with power in Oakland. A good work is being done there. People of other nationalities come in to hear, and some have already taken their stand to obey the truth. Elder Rice and his wife have done all they possibly could to give these souls every advantage in learning the English language. The brother of one who has recently been converted is now deeply interested. These brothers understand several languages and are highly educated. Both will now work unitedly to impart the truth to others of different nationalities. Thus, a good work is being carried forward. Recently, in a meeting held in the large tent, Elder Haskell said that he would give 100 of his book, Seer of Patmos, to help in obtaining means to carry forward the work, if the brethren and sisters would do their best to sell them. After he sat down, a clean-looking, pleasant-faced man came forward and slipped some money into his half-closed hand, with the words, "You need it." Elder Haskell opened his hand, and there lay $100. He turned to thank the man, but he had gone. Several tried to follow, to see who he was, but there was no man to be seen. Was it one of the angels of God that did that?
Another interesting circumstance occurred in connection with Sister Haskell's Bible class. Sister Haskell had held only a few meetings on the ground when, as she left the large tent to go to her small tent, a lady, finely dressed, followed her and placed in her hand some pieces of money, turning away immediately. On opening her hand, Sister Haskell found two $20 gold pieces. She hurried after the lady and solicited her name. But the stranger refused to give it, saying, "It is all right," and adding that circumstances made it best that her name should not be known. Afterward, we learn that she was the wife of one of the members of the assembly. These things show that the higher classes are interested. The last Sunday that I spoke in the tent before it was blown down, two young men of excellent appearance were present. After the meeting, they went to Elder Haskell and made inquiries regarding our faith. Brother Haskell gave them a Bible reading on the spot. It was short, but right to the point. A good work is being done. There are many interested ones to be looked after. They must not be neglected. Elder Haskell and his wife are doing an excellent work. They make the truth stand out in its simplicity. Their lessons, given to educate canvassers and young Bible workers, are so interesting that grown people unite with the class to search the Word and become established in the Scriptures, that they may give a reason of the hope they cherish. 2 weeks ago, a contribution was taken up in the Oakland Church for the work that is being carried on in different lines in Oakland. About $33 was raised. At the close of the meeting, a sister came forward and put $80 into Elder Haskell's hand. He protested against her giving so large a sum, for I learned that she is the wife of Elder Hansen from Europe, who died recently in San Francisco. This sister has supported herself and also laid by this amount for the cause. She would not take the money back. She knew what she was doing, she said. She had planned to give this sum. In the afternoon, I stood before a tent full of people and told them of this widow's gift. She had not house or land. She is a widow. $80 she had given, and nothing less should it be. Then I said, she hath given more than they all. After this, another woman brought $10 to Elder Haskell. These are some of the evidences that we have that God is in the work being done. I see the hand of the Lord working on the right hand and on the left. I praise God with heart and soul and voice that souls are embracing the truth and are asking for baptism. We feel that God must work with us. I shall be 79 years old the 26th of November. I am grateful to our Heavenly Father for every evidence of His power. I see the necessity of a deeper work of grace in our hearts. We must have the power of the great I Am with us, or else we can accomplish nothing. My trust is not in myself, but in the One who has said, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth." Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and, lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world. Matthew 28, verse 18 to 20. It is our privilege to be united in Christ. The life that we live must be a genuine union with Christ. When the union of the branch to Christ, the living vine, is real, no human power can sever the connection. No storm can disturb the peace of the soul thus joined to the Savior. Connected with Christ, the branch becomes a living branch, deriving all its nutriment from the parent stock. We need greater faith, a living, active faith. Then there will be a strong spiritual vitality supporting the branch. We must pray constantly with a humble mind and a meek and lowly spirit. We need not wait for an opportunity to kneel before God. We can pray and talk with the Lord wherever we may be. It is growing daylight. I have not slept since 2:30. In much love.